KFIO, good morning, 808 with Tom and Laura. Will Burks, Lubbock Independent School District Fine Arts Director, is in the studio with us. Good morning. How are you? Welcome to the program.
Well, I'm just great. Thanks for having me. It's always so nice to be here.
Oh, you bet.
Glad to have you. This is going to be another fun event.
Always. Band Extravaganza is always a fun event. This one's going to be particularly special, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, several reasons.
Sure.
Tell us why.
This is the 30th annual Band Extravaganza. You know, we always have known that this event is unique in the state of Texas. It was really the first event of its kind in Texas and certainly the longest lasting. And with it being the 30th annual, we've invited the guy who put it all together the first time, Doyle Gammell, former director of fine arts, to stand on the podium for the mass band finale.
Aw. Well, that's very appropriate.
Yeah. Well, I think it's altogether fitting that Doyle be on the podium
Absolutely.
On Tuesday.
There's some other reasons why this is going to be a big one. This will be the first band extravaganza in Plains Capitol Park as we know it.
Absolutely. And boy, and if you haven't been to Lowry Field at Plains Capitol Park, you really need to go out there to see the improvements at that facility. It is just stunning. There's not another stadium in this part of the state. I don't know that I've ever been in a high school stadium that was as nice as Plains Capitol Park now.
You know, I've been from the bottom all the way to the top at the open house, and it really is nice. A lot of the people that had complained about, well, we don't have the facilities that I wonder if a lot of those people, I know a handful of people that were staunch complainers about this. And then when I asked them if they've gone out there to see it, they're like, no. I mean, it's like, you know, get the let out, guys.
It really is something. I mean, as I judge around the state and go to contests here and there, I go to a lot of stadiums, and there's just not one as nice as and as complete and as comprehensive as Lowry Field is now.
Yeah, it's really nice. Now, you have some special guest talent that's going to be performing with you guys at the Band Extravaganza. You have West Wind Brass.
We do. That's the start. It had its start as the Lubbock Municipal Band. Then Phil Anthony, another of the directors who was there for the first Band Extravaganza, is now the director of West Wind Brass. And again, it all seemed altogether appropriate to invite West Wind Brass to play the national anthem and play a short program before we start with our high school and middle school bands. Phil does such a wonderful job with West Wind Brass, and it's just a credit to the city of Lubbock to have an organization like that in our city.
Right. Now, you're also going to have another big band sound on the field with you.
And the biggest of all band sounds, Goin' Band from Raiderland. How can it get better than that? Professor Dwayne Hill directs Goin' Band. And as we were talking about before we went on the air, everything is just a little bit better. The tone of the city is so nice right now with Texas Tech football doing as well as it is. Goin' Band and the alumni band did a wonderful show on Saturday night. It's just going to be a great event for all involved.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Now, for people who haven't been there before to the Band Extravaganza, what can they expect?
It's first and foremost an opportunity for our high school bands to get a dry run at their UIL contest show. But at the same time, before they do their contest show, each high school band will perform a tune with all of its feeder middle school, and give our middle school kids a chance to perform with the big kids, give the parents a chance to see what's coming. Give our administration and all of our band fans around town a chance to see that band programs are alive and well, and not just that, incredibly healthy and thriving in Lubbock ISD.
Very good. Is there an admission charge?
There is. You should buy your ticket today from any of our LISD band members because they're $5 beforehand, and that money stays on that campus in their activity fund to help those kids along through the year. If you buy them at the gate, they go into our general fund in the fine arts office to help us run the event, and they're $6 at the gate. But we'd really rather that money stay on those campuses. So find your local band member, give them your $5 bill, and they'll give you a ticket. Get there early. It's always a full house. And parking is always an issue at events where there is a full house.
Now, what time does the extravaganza start tomorrow night?
It kicks off at straight up 7 o'clock with the national anthem.
Wow, that's nice. Now, you do have a special invitation that you're asking people that might want to be a part of the 30th annual extravaganza?
We do. If you've been a part of extravaganza, stood on the field for the mass band finale at any time in the last 30 years, contact the high school band director at your school or the fine arts office at 766-1089 and talk to us about how you can be involved in that as well.
766-1089.
I'd be a little rusty on that flute, but I could do it.
I bet so. It's like riding a bike. You never
forget. There you go.
Will Burks, LISD Fine Arts Director, got 30th Annual Band Extravaganza tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Plains Capital Park, Lowry Field. Be there. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
7:15. Good morning.